Hi, I'm Phyllis, and I work for the Internal Revenue Service. Tax preparers see a lot of personal information. If you pay someone to do your taxes, know that most preparers are honest and trustworthy. But each year, we see taxpayers who suffer financially because they make a poor choice in choosing a tax preparer. So here's a red flag. They refuse to sign your tax return. If a paid preparer does not sign your return and use a preparer tax identification number, that's a major clue that something is not right. Other red flags are they promise you a bigger tax refund before even looking at your records. They want you to sign a blank or unfinished tax return. Or they offer to deposit your refund into their bank account. You should also make sure that your preparer offers IRS e-file. The next important factor is to know your preparer's qualifications, such as whether they have a professional credential and if they take continuing education courses. If your preparer is a certified public accountant, an enrolled agent, or an attorney, they have met substantial proficiency requirements. These include passing the Uniform CPA exam, the Special Enrollment exam, or a bar exam to earn their credentials. And most are required to take continuing education courses annually. Certain other preparers don't have a professional credential, but they voluntarily participate in the IRS Annual Filing Season program, which requires them to complete continuing education classes. The IRS has a new directory of federal tax return preparers with credentials and select qualifications on irs.gov to help you research qualified tax return preparers. It lists all of the preparers who are CPAs, enrolled agents, or attorneys. It also lists the preparers who have chosen to participate in the annual filing season program. As you make your decision about a return preparer, keep in mind that only attorneys, CPAs, and enrolled agents have unlimited representation rights. That means they can represent you before the IRS in all matters, including audits, collection, and appeals. Other preparers have limited representation rights. That means they can only represent you if they prepared your return, and even then, only in limited situations. Whatever your choice, remember, you are ultimately responsible for all the information on your tax return. The IRS has many tips on how to find a reputable tax return preparer. For more information, go to irs.gov/choose-a-tax-pro.